This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Filmmaker, director Adams Wood joins me on the program. His new movie is On Coal River, which will premiere 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon at where is it, Adams? It's downtown, right?
That's right.
The Regal Cinema.
Downtown Regal 4, I believe.
That's right. Downtown Regal Cinema, and you can see the movie there. You can get tickets now at vafilm.com, or you can get them at the box office. Congratulations on the film, and remind us again what you have in store for folks, what the film is about.
Well, thanks so much. The film follows a former coal miner named Ed Wiley, who is in a David and Goliath type struggle with his neighbors to try to relocate his granddaughter's elementary school, which is located just underneath a mountaintop removal site and a hazardous waste facility where he once worked.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
We follow this story for about 5 years, and we just finished up in June, premiered the film at Silver Docks outside of Washington, D.C., and we're excited to show it at the Virginia Film Festival.
And, of course, the subject here is really mountaintop removal mining and its, its effects on a community down to the personal level. Remind us what that is, because I'll tell you, a lot of folks here in Charlottesville may have heard of it. I would imagine that most folks that live here have not seen this up close like you have. What exactly is this, and what do critics say about it?
Yeah, well, our film is a personal human story, but the backdrop is mountaintop removal coal mining, and that is a process that sounds is what it sounds like. Companies sort of use explosives to explode the tops of mountains. They push the rubble and vegetation oftentimes down into the valleys below in order to scrape up the coal seams underneath, which the coal seams run through mountains a lot like icing in a layer cake. So coal companies will blow up sometimes hundreds of feet of a mountain in order to scrape out multiple seams of coal.
Amazing. And so the end result, of course, is, and I've said this before on this program, is that they're literally destroying the oldest mountains in the world, Appalachia, the oldest mountains in the world, and they're just, one mountaintop at a time. They're leveling it.
That's right. And if you live in Virginia, and if you've seen some of the amazing landscapes that, you're blessed to have there in southwestern and western Virginia, you know how beautiful that is. And they're the oldest mountains in the world, and they're also some of the most biodiverse mountains in the world with just unbelievable numbers of species. And the mountaintop removal really destroys that landscape on a scale of hundreds, thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of acres.
Yeah. Well, it not only gets rid of the mountaintop, they level it and push the top of the mountain down into the valleys, often where the water draws and the creeks and the rivers are, and then you destroy the headwaters of these rivers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that water quality, the contamination of that water, which often gets into people's drinking water as well, is really tragic for communities. And for instance, Maria, who's one of the people that we follow closely in the film, she lived in a neighborhood where the water quality had been sort of deteriorating over time, and they didn't really realize that coal companies nearby were injecting coal waste into abandoned underground coal mines near where she lived. And her suspicion was that those chemicals were getting into people's groundwater and making them sick, and in fact, she was seeing just scores of people that she knew dying of cancer and other illnesses. And she just sort of embarked on a real crusade to bring safe drinking water to the people who lived in her neighborhood, her family and her immediate neighbors. So that's one of the other stories that we follow in the film.
If you just joined us, we're talking with filmmaker director Adams Wood. The new movie is On Coal River, and it will I have its local premiere here on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Regal Cinema on the downtown mall, Saturday at 1 o'clock. You can get tickets now online, vafilm.com, or at the box office. Just get there early and get a good seat. Adam, so tell me, you know, you followed these people for 5 years in this community who were fighting, you know, corporate America, which had come into, you know, their ancestral home and was wreaking havoc. And what's the end result? I mean, I guess, you know, the logical question at the end of the day is there any hope? I mean, is there any hope for these people, or will these corporations seeking profit, is that just, are they in absolutely in charge? And what they want to do in these communities, they're just completely allowed to do.
Well, I sure hope there's hope. And actually, I think, you know, one of the places where we see that hope is just in the sort of fighting spirit and the conviction of some of the people in the film. And actually, we're very, very excited that three of those people will be at the screening Saturday the 6th at the Virginia Film Festival. Bo Webb, Debbie Jarrell, and Ed Wiley are going to be there with me to present the film and to participate in Q&A afterwards. But they are just completely convicted and determined to save their valley and to save the people that live there and make it better for future generations. It's definitely a dark subject. There's a lot of destruction that's happened, but West Virginia is an incredibly beautiful state, and there's a lot worth fighting for.
Yeah. We're talking with Adams Wood. The website to learn more and see the trailer is oncoalriver.com. What's the current status with mountaintop removal mining, Adams, in terms of the extent of this enterprise and also the politics of it?
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting time right now, especially. The governor of West Virginia, Joe Manchin, of course, has just become senator. He's just taken Robert Byrd's Senate seat. And Joe Manchin is a really central figure in this. For the past several years under the current administration, the EPA has been taking gradual steps to make it a little bit more difficult to get mountaintop removal permits. And so the permitting process, at least, has slowed down a little bit. These have been sort of incremental baby steps, but they've been steps in the right direction. Joe Manchin, as governor of West Virginia, sued the EPA because he thought that it was too constraining on the coal companies now, that they should be able to do mountaintop removal mining more easily than they are right now. So the political situation is definitely in flux, and it's definitely an issue that is up for grabs, and people really need to express themselves now to their representatives, make their feelings known about it, because decisions are being made right now about mountaintop removal coal mining.
Part of the challenge is you might have some folks, I'm thinking of a lot of conservatives who are so pro-market that they, you know, I know a lot of these folks wouldn't necessarily want all these mountains destroyed, and yet they're so pro-market that, you know, in pro-market forces and free enterprise and no regulations on businesses, the end result is that you give a green light for companies to go in and destroy these mountains.
Yeah, well, I can see how you would think that, but on the other hand, this is really an issue that sort of defies the red state, blue state paradigm and the liberal conservative paradigm, because another thing that conservatives really believe, you know, very dearly is, you know, in private property rights. And one thing that mountaintop removal does is really it takes away people's private property rights, because mountaintop removal coal mining can destroy neighboring properties, and those people need recourse. You know, right now they have very little recourse to protect themselves. People's homes that have really beautiful homes that used to be worth $200,000 somewhere in that range are now worth $10,000 because the neighborhood, the community has just been so decimated by this practice. So, you know, it doesn't just break down to a conservative liberal paradigm.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Adams Wood, he'll be here in Charlottesville this coming weekend. The movie is On Coal River. It premieres, the local premiere here on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Regal Downtown Cinema on the Downtown Mall. You can join Adams there. And for a discussion following the film, Adams, thanks for being here. And thank you for the film. It's an incredibly important topic that I just don't think gets enough attention, probably because it happens in these rural areas in our country. And yet it's incredibly important to know what is happening there, and especially what's happening to these families that you chronicle, their plight and their struggle.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Coy. And people can check out vafilmfest.com or org. I'm not sure which one it is right now. And also oncoalriver.com if they want to find out more about the film and where else we're screening. But, we're very excited to be there.
Good deal. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That's director Adams Wood. The new movie is On Coal River. The website, again, is oncoalriver.com, or you can check out vafilm.com or virginiafilmfestival.org. Lots of good websites to check out. The film is this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.